Hello everyone. I'm going to try to give you an overview of my time at Johnny and Friends in Haiti. So 2 years ago I went and did an internship at Johnny and Friends in America and was there for 8 weeks. And we did so much. One of the things that we did was learning about the biblical perspective of disability and disability ministry, which was amazing to sit under the teaching from Johnny Erickson Tata and some of the other quite like knowledgeable people there at Johnny and Friends. But I guess the main thing that I wanted to share today was our time that we spent in Haiti. We went, I can't actually remember exactly how many days it was. I think it was like 10 days that we were there. And we spent time in a children's home for children that have disabilities, and we spent time with two churches there that have basically a small school for children with special needs, which was the first time that I had been to Haiti, and I didn't really know a whole lot about Haiti. Not sure how many of you remember they had a really big earthquake there quite a few years ago now, but actually being there, you would think that it was only just really recent. There's still a lot of rubble around, still a really large number of people that live there still are in tents. There's a lot of poverty in Haiti. So the children that we spent time with, the people that we're caring for them, were basically giving of their own time and their own money, and there's nothing from the government to care for any of the people, and not the medical care there that there is here. I guess the biggest thing that I found there was there was just so much need, and there were so many things that I could see that I could be doing, particularly from that I'm trained as an occupational therapist. So I worked in the hospital here with kids that have disabilities, so I could see stuff that I could be doing. And the biggest thing was learning to rely on God to lead me in what to do and how to prioritize things and how to go about doing that. Because the biggest thing that I found I needed to remember was that the people there caring for these children are the ones that are there all the time. And they're the ones that are there day in, day out, year after year. I was there for 10 days. They are the ones that are having to carry the needs of these children all of the time. God really made it clear to me that I was there to equip them and to support them. And I had an opportunity to talk with all of the staff in the children's home, and I found out just beforehand, and it was like, okay, cool, here's all of the staff, you can talk to them as a therapist, go for it. I said, God help me. No idea what to say. And he did. He basically just, I just started talking, and he led me. I asked a few questions, and he led me to talk about positioning. So those of you that are in wheelchairs will know, there's different positions that you're in that support you better, and at sleeping as well, that help your muscles to relax and make sure that long term your body is being looked after. So I got to share with them about that, and then they asked me to actually show them, for some of the children, how to actually set up stuff for them. So particularly with sleeping and how to use pillows or rolled up towels or that sort of thing to make sure that they weren't in any pain while they were sleeping and that they weren't going to get tightened muscles more or that sort of thing. So So, and that's something that they can continue to use, and that's going to be something that is has a long-term impact for those kids. So that's just something very brief about my time in Haiti.